Thank you very much, Mr. Toastmaster. Honoured guest, fellow old boys and staff members. You remember that a year ago when I stood to do this before, I had to make it quite brief because I was rushing off to Twickenham for the last match of the Six Nations. Well, there's no risk of that now because obviously it's in Paris today, so I've got the full half hour to deliver to you today. And this is my final speech as president, of course, and I thought I should describe this as my swan song. And that reminded me of the fact that the swan song was a favourite expression for some reason of our old English teacher, Harry Beacon, who was a master of our school, of course, taught English for 37 years. And I'm sure he probably taught everybody who is here today, well, except perhaps Jason. And he used the expression in English lessons several times, and he used it in his valedictory article when he retired. And he was a wonderful man in many ways, with quite a dry way of teaching. It was almost conversational, often perched on the edge of a desk. And he was a good friend to many of us, both during and after school years. And then I thought of Eric Munton, who taught maths for 34 years. His style was also very special. He would intone his lessons in an amusing and captivating way. Plenty of patience, provided you were properly listening to him, in which case he would, if you weren't looking at him, he would shout, "Boy!" and probably throw a piece of chalk at you. And they were both typical teachers in our school. They knew their subjects intimately and were well rehearsed through delivering virtually the same lessons repeatedly over many years. But they didn't become boring to us through this repetition. They all had good degrees from good universities, and that was what was special about grammar school in our days. The teachers had almost all been to university, whereas other state school teachers mostly had not. A few years ago, we found a copy of the salary summary of FGS from, I think, the 1930s. It was part of the governor's records. It was, of course, fascinating to see that Eric Munton and Harry Beacon, etc., were being paid annual salaries measured in a few hundred pounds. F.A. Morgan was top paid on something like £700. These were considered good salaries, and grammar school teachers were considered a very respectable profession, leading obviously not to great wealth, but a comfortable existence with good security and enough money to buy their own home. And it was a fulfilling profession for people with a teaching mission who had an eager audience. Many things have changed, many things for the better, because our educational pathway was that of a privileged minority. I had many contemporaries from primary school who failed the 11 plus and therefore missed the opportunities that we all received. They had to compensate for this by ingenuity and extra hard work if they were to succeed, and many did. A few months ago, I was able to observe a lesson at Farnham College, thanks to Jason, in one of our old classrooms. It impressed me greatly. It was music technology, a completely unknown subject in our day, delivered by an excellent teacher who communicated with an interested class of students. The teaching and exchange of ideas focused on musical work that they had been set using their computers. Illustrations were displayed by computer projections onto a large screen with amplified sound. I knew quite a lot about the matters under discussion, and I realised that my understanding was based largely on what I had learned at FGS approximately 60 years ago in physics and music lessons with Stanley Owen and Alan Fluck, respectively, when the only visual aids were a blackboard, some lab equipment, and a piano. So things have changed in many ways, but remain the same in others. You could say, also using knowledge I learned at FGS, plus ça change, plus ça reste la même chose. Thank you, Jason, for being with us today. We pledge our continued support to the college that has replaced our beloved old school. We accept the changes that are necessary in today's world. We just hope that the dedication to excellence and high standards that we enjoyed will be the continuing theme of Farnham College, and that you stay long enough to build on what you are starting. Let me thank the people who have kept this association running with a smoothness that is astonishing. Roger Edgell gets pride of place in our honours system. Pending confirmation of his appointment, we are delighted that Brian Williams will be taking over the main secretarial functions, in addition to his membership role, when Roger hands over at the AGM. As always, of course, Cyril Truss is a giant amongst us, sadly not here today, of course, whose contribution continues to be one of shouldering far more than he is supposed to. We're relieved he has had the surgery that has loomed over him for a couple of years and that it was such a success. And thank you to all the members of our excellent executive committee that it has been my pleasure to chair for 2 years. And finally, thank you to all of you who are here. Your presence today brings much pleasure to yourself, I hope, and also to everyone else who comes. It's good that we have so many old boys still alive who don't stand still, whatever their age. Remember, it was Albert Einstein who said, "Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving." Thank you.